Okay.
Give me one more, Valentina. Appreciate your patience. Here comes Charlie.
Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Valentina?
Hi, Charlie.
Hey, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
Good.
Awesome. Glad to hear. You were speaking with my mapping coordinator, Jansen. Did you have any questions on how the product works itself before I get into pricing?
My only question right now is the pricing.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
If it's going to scare me, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me just go ahead and verify everything here just to make sure I have everything correct here. Your service radius is about a 50-mile radius. That's correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you do have a Google Business profile. You're just having trouble getting verified. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
They're saying that such company doesn't exist. That's what Google came back to me.
Okay. And did you do like a video or did you get a PIN verification in the mail or anything?
I got the PIN and then when I tried to put the PIN in, it was transferred me directly to the video. I did the video. Then I was back and forth with Google through emails. I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. You know, like other documentation you want me to provide?
Yeah.
And they're like, sorry, we're not able to verify your business.
Interesting. Okay. And you're licensed and insured, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's weird. Okay. Okay. And then do you have anything else other than trying to get verified on Google? I mean, I see you have a home advisor, but do you do Facebook or you interact?
I have Thumbtack and I have Instagram. I don't do Facebook.
You don't do Facebook. Okay. So, I mean, just to help you with the Google Business profile, we can help you with that. Are you interested in getting Facebook? Because Facebook owns Instagram.
Not really.
Okay.
I don't really like Facebook.
Okay, gotcha. Just asking.
Plus, Instagram is more than enough for me. I'm getting a bunch of leads from there.
Oh, okay.
And it's a lot of work, and I just don't have the time to manage both Instagram and Facebook.
And Facebook. Okay. Well, the reason...
And from everyone that I've been talking to,
yeah,
who's doing some kind of business and they do social media advertising, mm-hmm. everybody's saying the same thing, that so far Facebook has not brought them anything.
Gotcha.
Except for losses, financial losses, because they keep on paying. But all the business is coming from Instagram and nothing is coming from Facebook.
Yeah, so, I mean, I know you can run your campaigns through Facebook because Facebook owns Instagram, so you can do it that way. But I definitely understand what you're saying. So let me get into the Google, how we could help you here. So anybody that's searching for your services, they'd be able to find you on that first page. Now, obviously, our first go is to get you verified and walk you through that process. We have our own Google rep here, so we would be able to say, like, hey, why haven't you guys verified this? Now, I know there was a question on what your Google profile name is and what your actual company name is.
Yeah, I thought that might be a conflict, but at the same time, you know, like, I paid to have this doing business as...
Okay.
And it's linked to my company, One Goddess LLC.
Okay.
So why can't they track this, or what's the problem? You know, this is all legal.
Right.
And it was paid for. And
right.
This Garden Goddess belongs to me. I own this name.
Right.
Period.
Right. Absolutely. So we would just have to dissect what's going on. We're able to ask more questions. Obviously, we deal with Google on a daily basis. That's why we're Google Channel partners. And we could get you verified and then populating to the first page of Google, right? Now, let me go into pricing so that way you can understand how much this would cost. Jansen mm-hmm. did give me a new in-business credit for you. So usually this costs around $399 month to month. But because we did the new in business credit, that brings it down all the way to $199 month to month. Now, that is to get you verified, right? That is to populate you on the first page of Google. So you would never share that position with anybody at the same time. You would never share your customers. It's a direct call service into you. Okay. We also help you get on some of the most popular directory listings just for some added exposure as well. So we get you on.
Will I have to pay extra, like pay-per-click or not?
No, so this is not a pay-per-click. This is on that map section. So that's the local section right there. So anybody that searches and goes to that map section, you would be found right then and there, right? So the pay-per-click is an advertisement on Google where every time somebody goes to your website or clicks the link at the top, that's when you're paying per click. This is just a flat fee of $1.99 for an unlimited call service, okay?
So which one do you think brings more results, the pay-per-click or the map thing?
So the pay-per-click will allow you to get a farther reach, right? So the map keeps you in your local backyard at first, and over time you're able to expand out. Now, for the Google Business Profile, just to be on that map, you're looking probably at 15 miles where you would be found in, right? So really in your local area. The pay-per-click, you would be able to target specific cities, and you would be able to go out at least 100 miles. Now, obviously, you don't have to do 100 miles, but it allows you to go that far.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a website?
Thing, yeah.
Okay.
With the map thing, are we going to be able to extend it to, I don't know, 50 miles or more?
So the map doesn't allow
you. Because I do business from Coconut Grove up to Boca Raton. So every single city in between this location.
Gotcha. Okay. So it would probably be better if you did the pay-per-click, because we would be able to target specific cities and zip codes with the pay-per-click. Now we would still populate your Google Business Profile on the first page of the map section so people can find you locally, and you would populate above the map section on that pay-per-click. That is a little more expensive because that's an actual advertisement on Google though. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So for the pay-per-click, it would be $449 month to month. We allocate $300 from that $449. We allocate that to your pay-per-click. So you're not paying anything extra. You're just paying the $449. With just the Google Business Profile, it would be $199 because we don't have to allocate any advertisements. Does that make sense?
So if I do this $199, can I add the pay-per-click later on?
You sure can. Yeah, absolutely. We can get your Google Business verified.
And what about the cancellation? If, let's say that I'm with you guys for a couple of months and I'm not really getting any results, is there like free cancellation or what's going on there?
Yeah, good question. So here it's a month-to-month service. So you're not locked into any contract.
So it's not in a contract?
Yeah, you're not locked into a contract, but you are grandfathered in at these discounted prices that I gave you for the $449 and the $199, right? So for you being the lifelong, if you're in here for the life of, you know, using the service, that's the only thing that you would pay for the services that we offered for that. If you wanted to cancel,
positive that you're going to be able to get me Google verified?
Yeah, we get people Google verified all the time that either has locked out of their accounts, that have suspensions, like we're able to
kinds of situations.
Yeah, we work with a ton
of. Why the heck Google wouldn't even tell you the reason why they're not verifying you? Because they didn't give me a reason.
Yeah, so typically what happens is Google is very bad with dealing with the public, right? Unless you're Coca-Cola and you're giving them millions of dollars, you know, month to month, they really just kind of, it's kind of like the next man up type deal. It's like, well, you didn't do that, so we'll get somebody else that's going to pay for it, right?
Yeah.
They don't really explain it. And that's where the Google Channel partners come in, like us. We're able to say, like, press them and say, hey, what's going on here? Because our client needs to get verified for their business. They let us know, hey, we just need to see this, and then we can get it verified. And then, boom, we let you know, you send it to us, and then we send it into them. And we also walk you through everything step by step, making sure that you're following every necessary, you know, thing that they're asking for.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you another question.
Absolutely.
How does a company get Google guaranteed?
Yeah, good question. So for a Google guarantee, it's a verification. Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry. For a Google guarantee, it's a verification process. So for one, it has to be available in your area, and two, it's a longer process. So it's about a 4 to 6 week process. Google guarantee, they actually do a background check on you, and they want to see that you're licensed and insured. And they just want to make sure that with that, that you're being presented in the right way, right? For Google guarantee. Yeah. Now, that's
so
a cost
Google per guarantee
lead.
Has nothing to do with how long you've been in business?
No, not necessarily. Now, we, as a company here, we have a standard of getting you at least five-star reviews because it looks better when you're on that Google guarantee, but it doesn't really mean that you have to be in business for X amount of years. You can apply for it, and we can do that as well. We have a 250 one-time fee of the application fee, and then after that, you are just paying per lead there. So with Google guarantee, you're not paying for a lead if it's not a qualified lead. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
And we could, like I said, we could do that as well for you, and get that process started with you as well, if that's something that you would like to do.
Yeah. Listen, I'm actually in the middle of a project right now, and my, delivery guy is calling me, but do you think that you can give me a call, let's say on, I don't know if you guys work on Sundays.
We don't work Sundays. We're off.
What
we're
about
off
Saturday?
On Saturdays and Sundays. Yeah, we're open Monday
through
Friday.
Can you call me on Monday?
Yeah, so my job is to call out the area. Like Jansen said, once we fill this position, we actually close out the category. So it's very exclusive to one company.
Okay, can
for
you call me later on today so that I can take care of my stuff? Because this is important.
Yeah, no, definitely. What time is available for you later on today?
Can you call me after 6 p.m.? Or like after 5 p.m. at least?
Yeah, do you want me to call you at 6 or 6:30?
6 or 6:30 would be perfect.
Okay, I'll call you 6:30 and then we'll go from there.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
No problem. Talk to you soon. Be safe.
Okay. Uh-huh. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.